13th Avenue. It's the Country Yussie Show.
What's going on? Wait a second. We're not on 13th Avenue. Who's behind the boards here today? Fire him. No. Don't let go of him so easily. One second. Come on. This is the Mind Your Business Show. Hello. What's going on? Hello. Wait a second. What? There you go.
It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Cirilla, you're rehired. Well, that was a little bit of a hint at the beginning of the show. Thank you for joining me for another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the iHeartRadio Network. I open by saying thank you to our loyal following since 2015. We have a great stretch here, and what a show we have in store for you. All right, listen, at the top of the show, we gave it away, so it's Country Yussie. But just a little bit more of my intro before we get to my incredible guest. The weekly show, Mind Your Business, features interviews with Fortune 500 executives. Country's going to have some explaining to do. He is a Fortune 500. You'll get to hear the
story.
What
am I doing here?
We've interviewed Stephen Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, among the hundreds of interviews that we've had with corporate leaders and marketing gurus. That for sure has Country in there. The Mind Your Business Show covers such a wide range of professions and business categories, including sales, marketing and advertising, leadership, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, financial planning. You'll hear a little bit of everything tonight, that's for sure. Some quick thank yous before I get to my guests. Special thank you to the great team here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Thank you, Cirilli, Michal, Brocha, Matt. Cirilli, don't worry, you're not fired, Chas V'Shalom. Matt, Miriam, Avigail, Malki, and to Darren and the programming team at 710 WOR, Zev Brenner, the veteran radio personality who precedes me here at 710 OR, and of course, a special shout-out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. Visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio, The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of selected shows in Q&A format. Business class clips, micro learning. And, of course, we're on all the popular podcasting channels. Just type in Mind Your Business, 710 WR, and Mind Your Business. And, by the way, on YouTube, which tonight's show is going to be up on YouTube. Oh, it's going to get thousands of views in no time. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will automatically be notified every single time a guest comes on to this, every time we post a show. So without further ado, going to tonight's incredible guest, Country Yussie. Country, thank you so much for joining me. Just a little bit of background. Country, also Yossi Taiv, a known professional as Country Yossi, is an American Orthodox Jewish composer, singer, radio show host, publisher, author. The list goes on. What did I leave out, Country? I left out something.
You left out
Mechutin. It's not in there. Put it up.
Put it in.
Put it up there in Wikipedia.
Well, part-time mile and Kugel Fresser.
And thanks for the hint about that. I'm not going to let you down. But it's not Lakshin Kugel. Okay?
No, but it's amazing. I come in here, I smell Kugel. I say, what's going on? Is there a kiddush going on here? Is this a marketing company or is this a caterer?
Now, we're airing on Sunday nights. So you're going to give me some slack for not serving you chichichichon, right?
We'll give you a pass on that one this time.
Country, thank you so much for joining me.
It's
here
a pleasure being here with you, Yitzhak, and very impressed by your offices here.
Thank you.
I mean, this is major league. This is
thank
not
you.
A joke.
You thank
know,
you.
Anybody that hasn't tuned into this show should give it a listen. Of course, you're going to be very impressed.
Thank you. Well, it's great to have great guests. I mean, that certainly will get my ratings up. And I'm going to jump right in.
Gar.
Having someone of your ilk, your stature, begs the question, say, was there an aha moment in childhood as you're growing up? Say, I mean, did you imagine what you would accomplish? I'm kind of jumping into the deep water before, you know.
It's a good question. And the truth is, I never anticipated I'd have a career in radio and magazine publishing. I'm by education, I'm a guidance counselor. I majored in psychology. When I graduated, there were no jobs in guidance counseling. There was a glut of guidance counselors at the time.
So I ended, Baruch Hashem for that.
Yeah, that's why everybody's so well adjusted to them, you noticed. And I ended up being a diamond dealer on 47th Street. For many years, yes.
A diamond dealer?
I'm going to look at your wife's stone and let her know exactly what it is, you know?
Maybe not. Wait, it's your side.
she might be surprised. And I did that for many years. And then, interestingly enough, I met Larry Gordon. Now, Larry Gordon is the publisher now of the Five Towns Jewish Journal. He was doing the morning show for many years on Uppsala College.
That's right.
Before Nachum Siegel was there.
This is the 80s.
He was the originator, I think the 70s even.
Wow, down there in that parking lot, all the way at the end of that parking lot.
Uppsala College building.
I was in there once.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't call you to sit in for him. But he ended up interviewing me. Of course, we put out our Country Yussie album at that time. And
right.
I said, you know, this is interesting.
You had put out your first album.
Yeah.
That was the Chant was on the first album or the Strikes Back?
The first one.
It was on the first album.
Yes. So he called me to interview me and we did it. And I said, this is a nice way to make a living. You know, he said, yeah, would you want to sit in for me sometime? I said, yeah. Next time you want to take off, give me a call. A few weeks later, he gave me a call. I sat in, did the show. We did it out of Smyrna Avenue in Staten Island at that time. And it was fun, but I was very subdued. Hi, thank you for calling. You know, it wasn't the persona I developed once I got more experience. It's Givaldig, unbelievable. Ding, 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 ding. You got it right. You win a prize. Junk from my trunk, you know. That came
later. Did you bring any junk from the trunk?
I do, if you want to come out.
Yeah. I'm nervous about the questions you're going to ask me. You know.
This is some Shilas.
Uh-oh. Remember.
Are you allowed to spit on the grass on Shabbos?
Are you allowed to what?
Spit on the grass.
You're putting me on the spot.
That's
here.
A famous question I always ask people. And I don't know. I want choices. Yes.
I want choices.
Maybe. They were choices. They love choices.
Hesh is in here, so what are we going to do?
I don't know. You'll have to laugh instead of him.
Oh, man. So we're leaving the audience with a question here.
What?
So let us put on the grace. If I had to guess, I don't know. I'm going to make him. I'd say yes.
Uh-oh. Spirelli, what are you saying?
Spirelli's being put in the spot here. But he doesn't have a mic, so he's off the hook here.
You could just shake your head. Yes or no?
He says no.
He's right. Spirelli's right. Ding, 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 ding. You're wrong.
Give him the bell.
Give him two slices of pizza and a free Coke from Amnon's.
He'll take it up. He'll take it up.
And that started my radio career. Then I started the magazine career because people said, I don't want to advertise on the radio. Radio is not our thing. A lot of Hasidic people didn't even listen to radio. But magazine, printing, they used to do print advertising.
Sure.
I said, I'll start a magazine. So I started the magazine, and that, Baruch Hashem, took off.
That's amazing.
Did that for 32 years.
32 years.
And one thing led to the other.
So now let's go back, because what's so enjoyable to have you in studio is you play music, you Kanainahara, you're multi-talented. Describe as you're growing up, like, you know, the talents. I'm not going to ask you, you know, what you got in school, if you behaved.
Zero in school.
Well, you share that on your own. You know, this is iHeart Radio.
Creative in school. You know.
But then... When did you notice that the talents, and then not being afraid of what people may think, and just, you know, as your career continued to evolve, and just like, you know, because you're clearly very comfortable in your space. That's something that's just something that's so fantastic about you. You're comfortable in your space.
Well, I always had a good sense of humor.
Okay,
I used to make jokes and share, and I used to get thrown out a lot. You know, Rebbe was talking, and I would come up with some wisecrack or something, and
Tive out.
I went to the principal. He said,
"How did you get back?" And teach him the tricks. There's some kids that listen too.
The trick to what? Getting back into class. I got in a few times, but at one point the principal told me, "Tive, you know how to get to Torah Vadas?" I go, "Yeah." He says, "Go there."
So you're not going to identify where you were.
No.
Right. It's on the album. I think there's one.
They'd rather not.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I went to Lubavitch in the beginning in elementary school. Then I ended up in Chaim Berlin. Mm. And so that was basically my background. But They prefer I don't mention it usually. So, but
okay, yeah. So
no one's listening, right?
No, what are you talking about?
So
50,000 Hamishes.
I used to start writing parodies of country music. Johnny Cash was popular at that time. Yep. Of course, I'm a Jew. I do that too. You know, so I started writing that kind of stuff. But I didn't do anything with it. I just had it in the drawer, and I saved them up over the years. I saved up a lot of songs, and it. That point, there was a fortuitous meeting with Heshy Wallfish. He had an orchestra, the Messengers Orchestra. And I got friendly with him. And he says, you know, do you write, do you have any songs that you've written? Because I told him, you know.
Yeah.
He says, let's hear them. So I dug out all my songs.
Right.
I started playing them for him. He says, this is great.
We
should make a record. Okay, well, what should we call it? Country Yossi, it's a country parodies.
Right.
So we call it Country Yossi and the Stiebelhoppers. They came up with the word Stiebelhoppers. And we put out that first album, and it took off.
Wow.
And it was amazingly, it was popular among the Heimische Oilem, because they never heard the originals of all those songs.
Right.
As a matter of fact, years later, people would stop me in the street. You know, Kenny Rogers stole your song. Johnny Cash is recording your song. Do you know that? So I had to explain to them, it's the other way around. It's Ben Hapachu.
Ben Hapachu.
So that's when the career started. They ended up leaving the diamond business because the radio show and took the magazine took off.
So, how did Or Chodesh play in here?
Oh, the Or Chodesh was the original.
That was even before Hesh?
Yeah. That was when I was in Shor Yoshev.
So maybe we could talk about that.
Yes.
Shmuel
Brzezel. After Chaim Berlin came Shor Yoshev with Shlomer Freifeld.
Wow.
So I met Shmelky Brazil, was my roommate. Talk about fortuitous.
Wow, he was your roommate.
My roommate.
Reggae.
Shmelky Brazil, they just threw us together. Shmelky happened to play guitar.
Okay.
So guitar was always laying around, and he used to play nicely. I remember when he composed Shmelky's Nig, and he came running from the street, humming the song. He composed it while he was walking home from yeshiva. And grabbed the guitar and started figuring out the chords. And then he figured out the chords, and that's where Shmelky's Nig was born.
By the way, we have such a wide range of listeners, and there are so many, and we get great feedback all the time. The obvious question I'd love to capture even right now, and... If a great idea comes to mind, a song, a concept, anything, what's your recommendation to, like, put the genie in the bottle, capture it?
Immediately grab your cell phone, voice memo, and sing it into your voice memo. Because by the time you get home, if you don't sing it continuously, I've written songs.
Right.
On the road, I'm in the car with no tape recorder. Before these cell phones.
So you start honking, you start making
cell
people crazy.
Came out, get out of my way, I got to get home. Da, 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 da. So you got to tape it down.
Great
and
advice.
What's very important
capture it.
Yeah. Captured. What's very important to realize is not every song you write is great. You know, some people think that if they write a song, you have to record it.
Right.
It's going to be a hit.
Right.
A lot of times I compose a song, spend hours working on it. Listen to it the next day. Not that great. Why I wasted my time? So I think that's a very important point is don't rush into things. You have to let things gel. Any business decision, I'm sure you've told the people that. Think it over overnight. Discuss it with people. Don't rush.
Right. Let it ferment. I call it a seed. You know, it's just a seed in the ground. It's a seed. Some take root. Some will grow into a big tree.
Exactly.
Some will go nowhere.
Right.
But it's right now, or I call it, just wet clay. It's wet clay. It's just let it, and but then nurture it, give it attention because it may turn into something amazing. But if it doesn't, but there's another point that you just brought up is that a person shouldn't get frustrated if they have some ideas and they're not great. That doesn't mean they won't come up with a winner. They just got to stay at it.
That's right. A rose grows among the thorns, and there's a lot of stuff that has to be discarded before you find that one hit.
My guest is Yossi Tayv. Many people will know the name Yossi Tayv, but they certainly will know Country Yossi. We're going to take a short commercial break. I was like, you would say, we got to get some business done. How did you say that? We got to take care of some business.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back here on 710 WOR.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Zafis right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. My guest, my amazing guest in studio is none other than Country Yussie.
Chalant.
It's Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night.
So
Leftover Chalant is not too bad.
It's Gavaldi. It's
right?
Gavaldi. Now, wait a second. Tell us the truth. Do you have Chalant like every day? If people are going to, I'm sure I asked you this question. What are some of the questions that people have asked you for years?
Well,
one of them's got to be Chalant, right?
That's the secret. Every
breakfast?
Morning, instead of a multivitamin, I have a spoonful of Chalant. Now you got to the...
Now I understand where the talent comes from.
Yeah,
it's Fashtain. What are some of the questions that you get stopped all the time throughout the years?
Well, people want to know where the name Country Yussie comes from. What does it mean? Why did you call yourself Country Yussie? And the truth is, I'm up in the country, and we did a radio show up there for many, many years. So besides the country parodies, which I use, so that's one question.
Did anyone ever come over like, there's a great gematria, something like that? Like, yeah, did you know it stands for Mashiach? Ben
sure.
David?
Yes, all the time I get stopped in Borough Park. There's people like roaming the streets there, spouting gematrias. So. So it's always very interesting.
By the way, Dov Schoen, we got to give a shout out to him.
Right?
By the way, that interview at 4 in the morning.
Right? Isn't that, that's funny. We have a CD called Classic Calls for those of you out there that have never heard the show. As a matter of fact, I think it's like a good sample.
Let's go to a sample of the Classic Call. This was really, if not my favorite, definitely from the top five favorites. Really, let's give a listen.
It's country.
Well, maybe Entel didn't know too much about Feedhesh, but that was nothing compared to Baylor from Borough Park, who had no idea what her nemesis was.
Or what?
Her nemesis.
Did she ever figure it out?
Let's listen and find out. What is a nemesis? What is that?
Oh, no. Can I have a choice, please?
Nemesis. It's a disease. Suffering from nemesis.
Why my nemesis?
Or nemesis. Is it indentation under your nose, on your lip, your upper lip? People have an indentation. Would a malach give you a shot so you forgot your learning?
Mm-hmm.
That's called a nemesis. The official name of that is called a nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Or was the USS Nemesis a big aircraft carrier that sank in Pearl Harbor? Aye, they sank the nemesis. I'm not finished with the choices yet. Nemesis means your opponent, your enemy is your nemesis. Or is nemesis actually just the reverse of the word sisamen, a Hungarian word which means banana pudding. Give me some more sisamen. You know, peletekno. From those four choices, which one is correct? It's a reverse reading of a Hungarian word for...
Okay, that's out.
That's out. Not sisamen.
That's like out.
Out.
Yes.
Is it the opponent? Is it a ship? An aircraft carrier? Is it a disease? Or the little indentation on your upper lip?
It's either that or what's that third choice?
I got a pimple on my nemesis.
Or what's the fourth choice? The third.
The third choice. I could be confused here. It's the USS Nemesis, a ship that was sunk in Pearl Harbor in 1948. This was 6 years after the war.
Nobody knows why.
Okay, I'll say number two.
What's number two? What's the answer to number two?
That thing under the whatever.
The little indentation under your nose?
Well, I'll try.
You call that your nemesis?
I don't know. This is a weird question.
It is not. It's a legitimate question.
Okay.
So you're saying the little indentation, where the Malach hit you, he hit you right in the nemesis. I'm just paraphrasing what you're telling me. Am I right?
I don't know which. We'll try. We'll give it a try.
My husband has a mustache covering his nemesis.
I don't know. Is it number three?
Sounds pretty ridiculous. She's moving on to number three now. Starting to sound ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
You never heard anybody call it their nemesis.
No. Number three?
Number three. USS aircraft carrier sunk in the South Pacific in World War II. Never they sunk the nemesis.
Oh, forget it.
When Roosevelt heard that, he got upset. They sunk what? The nemesis?
Could you give me the choices once more?
Again, let's hear all four choices.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
It's the Hungarian word for banana pudding backwards.
Okay, well, that's out.
That's out. Again, she still refuses to acknowledge that as a possibility. Let me give you three more choices.
New choices.
How about a new question?
A new question. Never.
This is like too much.
Why don't you have like a dictionary in the meantime?
Yeah, right.
Country, here's the question I just have to ask. Is that how do you prepare for something like this? I mean, it was amazing radio. We all grew up on this.
You know, these questions weren't really prepared in advance.
Wow.
I got a caller. I started making up questions, making up possible answers, and just rolled with their responses.
And the role, and no pun intended, the role of Hesh, of Heshy Wolfish.
Heshy was a tremendous asset to the show, besides the technical expertise that he brought and the musical expertise he brought to everything. So, you know, he's a multi-talented genius. But his laughter was the one that people loved the most.
Right.
Oh, the way he laughs.
Right, and it carried. What people have to takeaway here is that the extra, what we call the dressings, the trimmings.
Right,
they make it's like let's say in camp, right? If you had a play, if there was scenery or no scenery, it would make a big difference.
Right,
or if there's sound or no sound. Having him, you know, laugh along and making his sounds and everything.
That's an integral part of the show.
Yeah, color commentary. You have it in baseball games. You have, you know, one person who's calling the plays, another person who's adding color commentary.
Do you miss not having somebody alongside you when you do your broadcasts to talk to get feedback from?
Hey, Hesh.
Hesh is available. Hesh is available.
Let's go back to the importance of people out there. There is, you know, listen, God gave everyone a certain amount of talent, and there's a lot of people out there with a lot of talent.
Talent on loan from God.
Talent on loan from God. All right, that's right. L'zeichen nishmas. Now, but there are people out there that might be a little uncomfortable, like crawling out of their space. Like, what are people going to think of me? What's the, again?
You mean low self-esteem kind of thing?
Like, what could you give to a tip that would give encouragement to people out there that have talent and want to express it?
Well, you know, Country Yossi starts with CY.
Yeah.
Another thing we can say CY stands for is create yourself.
Nice.
You have to create yourself. Don't let anybody try to mold you into something that they want you to be. You have to be what you are intended to be, what Hashem wanted you to be. And of course, that's to fulfill your entire potential as you grow up. But you have to be stolz. You know, stolz in Yiddish. You have to be
backbone.
Strong. Backbone. Keep trying for it. Don't give up. No matter how many failures. You're not a failure till you don't get up. You can get knocked down many times in a fight, but if you get up, you're still in the fight, still in the battle. You got to keep trying. I was trying to sell radio in the beginning. That didn't work, so I switched to a magazine. Mm. You got to be flexible. You got to, you know, maneuver around. Then the radio picked up, of course, the magazine started getting popular, so one thing feeds off the other. You have to be willing to try new things and not to be afraid.
It's a great point that to also not be afraid of failure. A lot of people are like, well, what are they going to think of me if it's just not going to work out?
Right.
So they don't even try.
Exactly.
And you got to be able to jump in.
I had a terrible fear of public speaking when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah, that was that's the number one fear of people in the United States.
I heard that.
Fear
right,
of public speaking. I had to get up and say my name, and my heart was pounding out of my chest. And not just me. Everybody in the class felt the same way. And now you tell me I'd end up on the radio talking to thousands
of
people.
Right, that makes sense. 50,000 Hamishes.
Right.
We remember all the lines.
Not a familiar, not so Hamish. Yeah.
Well, that's tonight. Let's just hold on to talent for another minute or two, because there are a lot of talented people out there, and they need that, we'll call it chizik. They need that extra push. That like, they could be comfortable. They could try something. Well, what are some other tips you would recommend if someone has talent, you know, not to give up, express it, that guitar?
Yes, exactly, with the guitar. People pick up the guitar and try to learn guitar. Then it hurts their fingers, so they give up.
Mm.
You have to get past that initial discomfort in a new endeavor. Eventually, you're going to get calluses on your fingers, and you won't feel anything. Everybody that plays guitar has calluses on their fingertips, and that's how you learn how to play guitar. So, yes, it's going to hurt in the beginning, but don't give up. That's the key. Learning how to play guitar is a life changer.
Yeah.
That could change your life if you had that talent. Suddenly you're the center of attention. You had a life of the party. All you have to learn is three chords. You could play 100 Kaulbach songs with three chords. And everybody has different talents. Not everything is musical talent. Not everything is radio talent. Right. You could be a genius, technical genius like Cirilli here.
Right, that's
everybody Everybody has their own talent that they have to nurture, figure out what it is, and use it to improve themselves.
Did you play guitar at events, chasanas, or?
I wasn't a professional guitar player. I just used it basically to compose songs, write songs. But I play at family simchas, you know. But I don't go out there playing at, you know. I'm not a Yossi Piamenta.
Now I have to give a shout out. There's someone here, Elio Lehrer, the VP of Operations, who said he does an amazing Kiwi and Tukey impression. So I got to make sure to get him. He said he wants to make sure that it passes muster with you.
Yeah, he can talk like that. Oh my god!
Now let's talk about that. You were producing Country Yossi, the albums, amazing albums. I'm sure they sold tens of thousands.
Tens at least.
And then you expanded the horizon to include children's albums. Can you talk about what was the aha moment when you decided to expand into that?
Right. So we had the Country Yossi albums, which were big successes. And then one night, I love telling stories to my grandchildren. I said, why don't we make a CD with songs for kids? And I bounced it off Heshy, and he says, that's a great idea. Let's do it. So, I sit down with a legal pad, and I started writing, Kiwi and Tukey songs, and the dialogue started developing.
Right.
And once you got the characters going, then just writes flows. Itself. Just, where should I take it this album, But the hard part is getting over that initial hump, Who are these characters? What's their chain? Now we introduce Kaylee, little girl into it. So, you keep adding things, and we're working on another Kiwi and Tukey album now.
Hey!
Number six.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yes.
What's the projected release date?
Not sure. We're working on it at a little slower pace now, but at this point, Kiwi and Tukey could be either getting bar mitzvahed or getting married, really.
That's right.
They've been around that long, yeah.
And you're projecting this is a Hanukkah release?
No, not that soon. No, still working on the songs. But as they come up, we put them up on YouTube. People can buy them as a single. We have that new song that we came out with, Now, 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 that's up there already. So if they go to YouTube and put in Country LC, they're going to find a lot of stuff up there. Right, Cerulli?
Now, you know, by the way, turning to Cerulli, after we're going to take a commercial break, but right after, I want to come back to you know, what you've been doing during Corona, you know, lockdown. Oh, yeah. And that's, yeah, so we're going to hear about that. My guest tonight is Yossi Tive, right, professionally known as Country Yossi, or is it the other way around? It's Country Yossi and professionally known as Yossi Tive. Find out. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with the Success right here on 710 WOR and across America on the iHeart Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining me for tonight's show, the Vinahapachu Show. Yay, it's a couple of days after Purim.
Yay.
We can get away with a lot. That's not the only reason why we wanted to have Country Yossi. We wanted to have someone that's a world of talent and someone who's extremely accomplished and is willing to share tips and information. That's what every show is about each week. It's sharing tips to get you ahead. He already shared a couple of tips. So, if you just tuned in, where were you? Okay, but good news, good news. As the listeners know, the show goes up on all the popular podcasting channels. You listen on Spotify? Gesunte Heit, keep it on Spotify. Apple Podcasts, all the famous channels, it will be up by Tuesday morning. And for those that follow us on YouTube, by the way, if you subscribe on YouTube, you'll automatically be notified. Our channel on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. And just subscribe, because then when this episode goes up, you'll automatically be notified. Country, it's been it's now roughly a year, close to a year since the pandemic, Rahman al-San hit. a lot of takeaways. For some, Nebuch was devastating. For others, they had time to think and reflect. You have some reflection on the past year.
Well, with all the time now available, people locked up in their homes, I suggest people take up a creative endeavor. Now's a good time to learn how to play piano. Good time to learn how to play guitar. I've been spending time, besides listening to a lot of Shiurim on Torah Anytime.
It's great.
And listening to Reb Moshe Meir Weiss.
That's right. Amazing.
I have time for writing the new Kivi and Tuki album and spending a lot of time trying to improve my musical abilities.
To improve?
Yes, I told you I'm not a professional musician, but I'm working on it.
You're still working on
There's a lot of chords out there I still can't play.
I have to remind you, you put out many albums. You're quite accomplished.
Yeah, we have like 16 albums out there. So over the years, we've accomplished quite a lot. But now that we're locked up in the house, like many other people, it's really a good time. You know, you can't get away usually. You have parties to go to and all kinds of simchas, baruch Hashem. But now that they're minimizing participation in those things, it's a good time to work on yourself.
You know, one takeaway that I just would I'd love to share with the audience. You know, great people are humble. You know, look at the humility Country is sharing. You know, he's still learning how to do things. You know,
for sure. I
mean. And great people are always learning.
That's true. It's
great
a good
people
point.
Are always learning. The ones they say that you know when a person says, "Oh, I know it all already," then that's the time they're done. That toast.
Exactly.
That toast. They have to constantly. I could constantly improve. The greatest. Always have that mindset.
Mm-hmm. But with this coronavirus, you know, sometimes I say I'm sick of this already. I can't keep wearing this.
I hope
this.
You're not sick of it.
Fed up with it.
There
so I wear the mask when I go everywhere. You know, you have to wear the mask. You got to take precautions. You got to social distance. But I ended up writing a song. See, I took that situation, this terrible, aggravating situation and turned it into a positive by making a song about it, which Shirley's going to play right now.
Oh, yeah, let's give it a listen.
To quarantine, I don't like the social distancing, and no more of the 6 feet in between. I don't want to have to stay at home, I don't want to isolate. I would like just once to see the face of the women that I date. Ka 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 corona. Ka 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 corona. To send my kids all off to school, I'm sick of looking at their faces. I just want to zoom off in my car and go to all those non-essential places. This corona is a nasty bug, I'll be so happy when it goes. I don't want to have to disinfect every single time I blow my nose. Ka 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 corona.
So wait a second. First of all, I don't want the FCC to chuck us off the air, throw us off the air.
Nah.
So that already got thousands of views on YouTube.
Yeah, we had over 5,000 listens on YouTube, and it's available on iTunes if you'd like to download it. But it's catching on. Hopefully it'll go viral. Ver veis. Everybody's fed up with it, but of course we're encouraging people to wear masks until the virus has dissipated.
Country, you know, the reach of radio. One of my close friends and a guest here on Mind Your Business, a number of times, he shares great stuff, is Richard Solomon. He even told me, said years ago, he listened to Country Ussie. Were you ever, like, surprised on the type of feedback, the reach that you had?
We were on the air on Tuesday nights many, many years ago, and I was taking phone calls. And we were blowing the phone lines. We got a call from the phone company. Really? It was in the Post the next day. We got a call from the phone company that I have to limit the calls to a certain geographic area.
Oh,
because they're overloading the lines and people were losing telephone service. So I started taking phone calls from men only for 1 hour, then women only for the other hour, then children only for the third hour. And in that way, we were able to keep the service going.
Really?
In Staten Island and surrounding environs.
You got a call from
Imagine?
The phone company.
Yes.
You got to cut it
I said,
out.
What's going on there on that line? Why are you getting 10,000 phone 50, calls coming
50,000 Amishes.
Yeah. Everybody was called again at the same time. So, yes, the reach of radio was unbelievable. You never know who's listening. I was doing a show up in the country one summer, and I got a call from somebody. He was the owner of a station in Cincinnati. He offered me a job. Full-time radio gig in Cincinnati. I wasn't ready to move to Cincinnati. But, like you said, the guy listening in his car and says, hey,
that
guy's nuts. We need him in Cincinnati. And,
one of my guests landed Pfizer as a client. And they said they heard the interview here on the show.
See?
That was a Fortune 500 executive that contacted. Hey, you never know. That's the power of radio. You really just don't know who's tuning in. And you have reach. Now, yes, you're going to have car service drivers. Hey, all you car service drivers out there, yay, thanks for tuning us in.
Right.
And Uber drivers and Fortune 500 executives and a lot of people in between.
But a lot of people stop me and say, yes, I grew up with you. We listen to you all
me
the time.
Me too, I'm raising my hand.
You're one of those guys. And I saw a guy with a big gray beard down to the floor. He told me, I grew up with you. Got to the house. I said, oh, you're crazy.
Say, wait, just take this. Go to a barber already, would you? Wow. We still have a couple of minutes left because time's flying. With great guests, time's flying.
Thank you. Thank
times,
you.
Times, the
great
times.
Host.
The time's also flying. Thank you. Thank you. And from you, it's a big compliment. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, more with Country Ussie here on the Country Ussie. No, mind your business. Sorry about that, Country.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips, that's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text SIGN UP on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Mind your business with Isaac Saftis right here on 710 WOR. And as the Yeah, Truth in Advertising. We have been promoting tonight's show. It's none other than Country Yussie, the Country Yussie Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
And, of course, I was one of those proudly that grew up on country. We remember, what was it, Tuesday nights?
Yeah.
Oh, Tuesday nights. That's it. You know, the Rebbe would come in the next day, Wednesday morning. Where's your homework? Rebbe, you know, Country Yussie. Like, okay, no problem.
Legitimate excuse.
So that, yeah, that's fine. That's right. Fine. By the way, I mean, we have the pleasure here. We pre-record. I mean, that's a lot. That's in general how most programming is actually done these days. But you did it live. I got to ask you, the pressure of live. I'm not talking about just the pressure being on the set live, but did you ever like have an issue? You know, like you're on 13th Avenue. You're looking for a parking spot.
Yeah.
You're behind a garbage truck. You're behind a bus full of Hamish a Little Kindle-us.
Right.
You're like, what do you do? It's 7 o'clock. This show's going on.
Right.
You ever had a problem? Yeah.
Yes. Well, we started doing that morning show for a couple of years. We did a morning show. Hershey said that was the hottest.
Really?
Period of
what
his
getting
life.
Out of bed?
He was coming from five towns, so he had to be there in the morning.
What are you gonna do on the Belt Parkway?
Yeah.
And there's some
right. what
crash,
do?
Whatever. What
and
do
he
do?
Was the tech. He was the technician in
right.
charge of everything.
That's
Without
it.
Him, there's no show. So that was tough. He had to allow an extra half hour, 45 minutes in
Travel.
The morning to get there. But once I had to do a show up in the country. But I went on vacation. We went to Virginia, wherever it
okay.
was. I had to do it over the phone.
Okay.
I called in, and there was no signal. In the motel I was staying in, there was no signal. I'm driving around. Dropped everybody off. I got in the car, and I'm driving around trying to
look for... That was before cell phones?
No.
I was looking on a cell phone.
I'm looking for a signal. I couldn't get any... I had one bar, you know. It's not
enough to carry. Right.
After a half hour driving around, I finally got a decent signal. So I pulled over along the side next to an iron gate, and I pulled in, and I started doing the show. Oh, this country has a lot of the air. No one knows where I am, you know.
That's right.
About 15 minutes into the show, I get surrounded by three police cars with the lights on.
Get out of the car.
Hands up.
Exit the vehicle.
So what am I doing wrong? They don't like the show?
This show.
I get out of the car with my hands up. I'm on the air. I said, okay, Frankie, play some music while I'm on the air. Play the Chellin song. So he's playing music. And I said, what? He says, you're in a restricted military zone. What are you doing here?
Wow.
I said, I didn't know. I got a signal on my phone. Let me see your license and everything. And I gave him the phone. I said, look, I'm on the air here, the Chellin song. Give it to the cop to listen to. He said, get out of here. Don't come back.
So they let me go.
I had no signal then.
And then the rest of the show was
played
finished.
Music, and that was the end of it. Yeah, they played six more songs, and the show was
and
over.
And that was it.
But that was one scary situation. One not so funny situation was I was in Borough Park. I went into a jewelry store to collect some money they owed me for advertising.
Okay.
As I walk in, the guy looks at me, and he shakes his head like, not today. I said, oh, you had a bad day, huh? He stopped what he was doing, looks at me. He says, a bad day? Every day's a good day. I haven't had a bad day since I was liberated from Auschwitz. Some days are better than others, but every day is good.
Mm.
So I left that store without any money that day, but learned a good lesson.
The message. Wow.
Yeah.
What earlier in the show we talked about not being afraid of setbacks. Is there maybe a case or something that comes to mind or something that you know that you could share that like you know you worked on something and didn't pan out or didn't pan out the way you envisioned it, but then you know it just led to something else. It led to another opportunity.
Yeah, like one never knows where one is headed.
Yeah.
You could start out in a certain direction. And get blocked and go in another direction and think, oy vey, if only I could have stayed there. No, Hashem had plans for you to go there. The radio wasn't working out. The magazine came along.
Right.
That turned into something even better. So you never know where you're going to end up. But the key is to keep moving, keep trying, keep going. Never give up. That's the lesson.
You still keep up with Shmuel Brazil?
Well, Shmuel, Reb Brazil now is a Rosh Yeshiva.
Right, that's right.
In Givat Zev in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So our paths don't cross that much, but we had a Shor Yashiv reunion a couple of years ago that he came in for. All the old guys from the original, there was originally 10 guys in Shor Yashiv when we first started. Rabbi Freifeld handpicked like 10 guys from Chaim Berlin, Beis Medrash, to start the yeshiva. And that developed into the big campus they have now, and there's thousands of Talmidim coming out of Shor Yashiv now. But I was one of the original ones with a very close kesher with Rabbi Freifeld.
Right. And at the time, I think that Mishpacha did a piece on that, if I'm not
I wrote
mistaken.
A special song about it. There's a very special man about Reb Shlomo.
Yeah, talk about it. He was such a master machanach.
Reb Shlomo was, first of all, he was physically imposing. He was like 6'2". If you pictured Shlomo HaMelech, that's what he would look like.
Wow.
He had a big black beard back in those days and a big giant hat. I used to drive him to Williamsburg sometimes. He asked me to drive him to different places. A funny story with Reb Shlomo. I was driving up Rockaway Turnpike. I had a very old car, like a 76 Chevy, and there's a lot of smoke coming out the back. So I'm riding up Rockaway Turnpike. A cop pulls me over. I said, I wasn't speeding. This car can't go that fast. What are you giving me? And Reb Shlomo is sitting right next to me. He says, "What?" I said, what are you giving me a ticket for? He says, you have a smoking vehicle. I said, officer, this car's old enough to smoke. Reb Shlomo went, Reb Shlomo was apoplectic. He couldn't stop laughing all the way to Big Eliza's Farm Store in Williamsburg. Then we went to Bancroft. He got his hats at Bancroft in Williamsburg in those days. And we drove in there. We went into the Bancroft. The guy says, Rabbi, I got you the biggest hat I could find. And he gave him this gigantic.
Bigger than what you're wearing now?
Yeah, that's where I got the idea to wear this.
Yeah. Wow.
Reb Shlomo was unbelievable. I mean, he made learning Mishnayos into an adventure. The yeshiva in the early days, the early years, was unbelievable. We all fit into one house and one room, you know, every Purim, every Yontif we shared together was unbelievable.
How important, now, I learned by the great Rav David Trenk, Zatzal, and there are some similarities that I've picked up from, you know, speaking to people about Rav Shlomo Feifeld. How important is it for a machanach, a teacher, anyone out there, to actually be a performer, to put it like that, to have great communication skills?
Well, having charisma is a big plus for a machanach. He has to imbue the students with a love of learning. Everybody loved Reb Shlomo. Everybody wanted to please Reb Shlomo. He was like a father to everybody. It was like unbelievable, the relationship that he had with everybody. Because he was really interested in your life story. He used to call me over. Tell me about yourself.
Wow.
But he had other people that came later on that had much more interesting lifestyles than I had. This guy was a farmer in Montana. They were Balshuvas. Bob Dylan came once. There was a wedding there from one of these Balshuvas. And
okay.
He was friendly with Bob Dylan and Allen
and
Ginsberg. There was a famous poet, Allen
right.
Ginsberg.
Yeah.
They came to the yeshiva one night. And then he became a shtickel frumer at that time, Bob
wow.
Dylan.
Wow.
But, he was a flake. He still is. But, Reb Shlomo attracted people from all walks of life. And everybody, he was open to everybody. He said everybody had a certain talent, everybody had a certain chain that they had to develop, and the main thing was he wants you to believe in yourself. And he said his main thing was, he quoted Shakespeare to me all the time, to thine own self be true. He said that's the main thing, to thine own self be true.
So do you feel that he actually was maybe the primary individual
100%.
That really helped you develop?
Everybody, I encourage every bachur out there to find a Rebbe that he can relate to. And of course, that's going to change your life.
Wow. Wow. We're approaching the close, and we have this new feature as we join 710 WOR, and that is that each guest shares a great tip that has to do with their initials. Now, in your case, I mean, you know, CY for Country Yossi, or Yossi Taiv, or maybe all three, or just one. I'll leave it to your creativity.
Well, like I said before, CY was create yourself. You got to find... look deep inside yourself, be true to yourself, like Reb Shlomo said, to thine own self be true. find out what your strengths are and pursue your goal without hesitation. Don't get weak. Just keep going for it, because every yid is imbued by Kadosh Baruch Hu with a certain talent. You have to find out what it is. And when you find it out, exploit it and use it. And use it for what? Not just to make money and not just to become famous. It's going to be the little kinderlach, not the rich man, the famous man, the wealthy man. The kinderlach are going to bring Mashiach with learning Torah. So a lot of the songs I write are funny, but my favorite songs are the ones that what I call the Musa songs, TikTok songs. It's only make-believe songs about the essence of Yiddishkeit, what it means to be a Yid and to be a successful Yid at that. By successful, I don't mean monetarily or financially. I mean being all you can be, ruchniistic.
So special, so special. Why do all good things have to come to an end? Well, we're out of time. It's, oh, man.
It was nice. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
It was very nice. There was a fortuitous a meeting between me and you, and it turned into this. And who knows who's listening and how many people were going to affect by what we said here tonight.
And how did you end your shows? We're out of time. How did you end your shows? Remember, like, and
we've been chopped by the clock.
We've been chopped. We've been chopped by the clock.
It's over. It's over. It's over.
And then that's it. The station would cut it to you.
It's over.
But chopped by the clock. We've been chopped by the clock. Well, that wraps up an amazing show here on 710 WRN, the iHeartRadio Network. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
I'll be listening.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.